Now, I think we can move on to Dr. Emma Russo, specialist in agricultural credits at Iccrea Banca. Thank you very much for being with us. Can you tell us what a credit institute thinks about the year that has just finished? Over to you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for inviting us to participate and share our experience in this sector about 2020, which was definitely a rather peculiar year for the agri-food sector. Before I move on to the nuts and bolts, I wanted to share with you a few slides just to let you understand what co-op credit means, so that you can realize what our commitment to the sector is. I've been working at the Iccrea Banking Group for over 20 years now, and for over 10 years, I've been a specialist in the agricultural sector. Iccrea Co-op Bank was set up in 2019. If you can maybe start the slides. So the group was set up after signing a contract between 172 cooperative credit banks. Iccrea is the fourth Italian banking group in terms of size and volume. Our banks have very strong ties with the local territory, also due to a specific set of rules applying to cooperative banks. Wherefore, in Italy, our banks have to use 95% of their collection on the territory they operate on, and at least 50% of that has to be used for its partners. So, Next slide. I tried to really summarize the presentation concerning the banking group because there was already a lot in the previous presentations, so I felt not much was needed really. So next one. So the question I was asked to reply is what our experience was as for the impact of COVID-19 in the agricultural and agri-industrial sector in 2020. So, of course, as of March, there was a lot of disorientation, people at a loss, trying to make sense, to find answers to the questions that I've tried to summarize on this slide. Not just these questions, many more actually that also emerged. Instrument which companies have used or firms have used to find new liquidity, not knowing very well what was ahead of them in the following few months, consisted in activating moratoria on existing loans. So that made it possible to gather the liquidity that was necessary in order not to be taken aback in case of emergency situations, which actually happened and had been totally unforeseeable until then. The other instrument that was immediately activated was resorting to a small loan guaranteed 100% by Ismea, and this loan was only for a small loan, like up to 30,000 euro, so appropriate for smaller size, the businesses or farms. There is another thing that's important to assess when it comes to agriculture. Apart from the resources and the people who operate in the sector, we have to bear in mind that very often there are also some interlocutors that manage rather more sizable amounts of money. Next slide. In addition to the instruments provided via Ismea and the moratorium, we also activated the Mediocredito guarantee facility in order to meet the liquidity, the request for liquidity. And here too, we come across a rather unusual scenario. our bank, 26% of the funding provided via the guarantee funds were dedicated to the agricultural and agri-food sectors. Now, let me provide you with some other details. Only 4% of funds with the guarantee facility provided by the fund was destined to either the agricultural or agri-food sector. Another fundamental set of data is that 20% of operations for which we have resorted to this extremely useful instrument, we actually accompanied our interlocutors in finding and scouting the instrument, because it's not well known, very often not explained to businesses. When businesses come to us and ask for liquidity, we have actually suggested actively this, as long as the pre-requirements were met, and sort of accompanied the businesses in applying for the instrument. So this is rather revealing as to the fact that, just like we need to communicate the possible use of these instruments to the agricultural sector, but on the other hand, we also have to explain this to our colleagues in the banking sector, the difference in use of the guarantee fund between us and the IPCC is rather relevant. We use it up to 26%, whereas they only use it for 4%. Of cases. So locally, we need to have colleagues who know the instruments and are able to recommend which ones are most appropriate. In the past, banks have been involved and called into question, and the role of the bank in this case is to support farms and other businesses in the agricultural sector when they come to us with their needs, but when they are financially sustainable as well. This financial sustainability is not merely associated to the fact that businesses have to be able to pay back the loan. Of course, that's a fundamental prerequisite. But there is another all-important element, which is understanding how the investment suggested or required impacts on their budget, on or their economics and their finance. These assessments cannot be made a priori. You have to make them at the right time. Very often, agricultural businesses come to the bank with their plan previously approved, and even though inside there is a business plan, they do not actually point out the impact of that investment on that business for in terms of economic impact or impact on their finances. Very often, they are small investments, but small investments for small businesses. Buying a tractor worth 200,000 euro for a business invoicing with a turnover of 400,000 euro has a relatively major impact. So we have to understand whether that's necessary or not, whether the financing can be reimbursed or not, and what impact the purchase of this new machine entails for the business. This set of evaluations are often not carried out at the time when the investment plan is presented in order to access the grants or the funds. And very often there are also difficulties within the bank, because, as already mentioned, in banks we have lost specialization in this sector, which comes with a number of highly specific peculiarities which must be taken into consideration. We must know beforehand what documents we have to ask farming businesses to provide us. You cannot ask them to provide you with a profit and loss account or with a balance sheet, because there are no accounting documents that may be read in a simple and immediate way. So you have to rebuild the situation. So banks have to put together those documents. So very often we are only provided general figures, missing information like the cost for buying new land, personnel costs are very often neglected. We very often don't get to see the financial burden that the farming business is already supporting. So the approach that the bank must take when it comes to assessing these businesses has to be a very specialized one. And then later on, we'll have a chance to go more in depth on these topics if we have more time.